Next question. My husband said that he does not feel the same way, does not want to make things better at all, that he has changed and not going back. He's only around because he has obligations. I do the best I can to reconcile and reconnect, but he's determined to be detached, cold, and uncommunicative. With this going on, is it right for me to go on vacation with one of my adult daughters with the hope of giving him some space and maybe time to think? But I worry that we'll give him an open field and pursue further his intentions. I do not feel he's having an affair. We've been married 28 years, and I do recognize my responsibility in the duration of the marriage. Okay. So you're really asking a few different questions here. I'm going to try very briefly to answer them all. The first question is it right to go on vacation with one of my adult daughters? The way you're asking the question makes it a little tricky for me to answer. Is it right? I'm going to assume you want my advice about whether or not you should go on a vacation with your adult daughter. My recommendation would be not. Not because it's morally wrong, but because tactically, I mean, I don't think there is a moral question here. And tactically speaking, I don't think it would be to your advantage. If, God forbid, your husband was in the hospital and, he was recovering or he was in intensive care and he was sick, you wouldn't go away with your daughter on vacation. You'd recognize that where you're needed is in the hospital and at home, and you'd recognize that your family is going through a time when it really needs your focus and your attention. Well, your marriage is in intensive care, and it is definitely not the time to just be leaving for, a fun vacation. Your husband, your marriage, your life really needs your focus and your attention. You want to do everything in your power every single day to move the needle just a little bit. I think you've heard me talk about that before in the program. You've heard me say that the people that are successful in these situations are not people looking to do any one Herculean event, because there is no Herculean event or action that can make all this better. The people that are successful are relentless. They're dogged. They are persistent. They don't miss a day. And day in and day out, they're doing everything in their power to move the needle. So to go on vacation for a week or 2 weeks or whatever and miss all of those opportunities at such a crucial time to move that needle, I think is very ill-advised. Secondly, your concern about leaving your husband alone to his own devices to forward his plan, whatever that might be, I think is a very legitimate concern. Thirdly, generally speaking, I am opposed to separations. Now, I know you're not talking about a separation here. You're talking about a vacation. But it's the same concept in the sense that a separation accomplishes exactly what it describes. It separates people. It's divisive. It's never advisable. And, again, I know we're not talking about a separation here, but just as I don't recommend a separation, nor would I recommend a 1 or 2 week separation, which is essentially what a vacation is. What does it mean to take a vacation? It means you vacate. You're vacating your marriage and your family for that period of time. And it's not happening at a time that that your marriage can afford that. It'll just create more distance. And what we're trying to accomplish is the exact opposite. We're trying to close the gap. We're trying to create closeness. And when you separate from each other, especially in these situations when people are already emotionally separated by definition, it just makes things worse, not better. You know, that junior high school thinking, which I can't, it gives me the creeps when people say things like, we have to separate, and I'm hoping that while we're away from each other, that we'll start to miss each other. You know that thinking, that junior high school strategy, that we're somehow absence makes the heart grow fonder. Okay, that's beautifully poetic, and you may have experienced that when you went away for the summer in junior high school. But you're not in junior high school. This is not poetry class. This is real life. This is marriage. And, you know, it might sound poetic, but it doesn't work. It's not true. It's not the way things work in a broken marriage. Okay, maybe, you know, if you're in a great marriage and you're away from your husband or your wife for a week or two, so then, you know, you yearn and you crave, and when you reunite, it's a very special experience. Okay, fine. But you guys are not in that situation, right? You're not running to the port to meet your spouse, you know, when they come in from the ship after being away from a few months and you were so sad when they left. I mean, that's not your situation now. You're in broken marriages. And absence makes the heart grow fonder is just, it's foolishness. And it doesn't work. And so I would encourage you to pass on your vacation for this year, just if you would, just as you would if, God forbid, your husband or somebody that needed you were in the hospital. You wouldn't just vacate then either.